Are you ready, church? Let's open up our Bibles to Exodus chapter 14. Magbabasa po tayo from verses 5 all the way to verse 14. Ano po yung unang verse na babasahin natin? Verse 5. Bear that in mind. When the word reached the king of Egypt that the Israelites had fled, Pharaoh and his officials changed their minds. What have we done? Letting all those Israelite slaves get away, they asked. So Pharaoh harnessed his chariots and called up his troops. He took with him 600 of Egypt's best chariots along with the rest of the chariots of Egypt, each with his commander. So the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, so he chased after the people of Israel who had left with fists raised in defiance. So the Egyptians chased after them with all the forces in Pharaoh's army, all his horses and chariots and charioteers and his troops. The Egyptians caught up with the people of Israel and they were camped beside the shore near five Pahairoth across the Baal Zephon. As Pharaoh approached, the people of Israel looked up and panicked when they saw the Egyptians overtaking them. So they cried out to the Lord. Everybody say, cry out. Bear that in mind too. And they said to Moses, why did you bring us out here to die in the wilderness? Weren't there enough graves for us in Egypt? Paraphrase, kulang ba yung cementerio sa Egypt? At dinala nyo pa kami dito sa wilderness. Didn't we tell you that this would happen while we're still in Egypt? We have said, leave us alone. Let us be slaves to the Egyptians. It's better to be slave in Egypt than to die in the wilderness. Balikan niya natin verse 12. Didn't we tell you, sabi nila kay Moses, di ba sinabi na namin sa inyo kung ano ang pwede sa ating mangyari in Egypt? And by the way, I tried to look in the previous chapters kung talagang sinabi man ng mga Israelites to, wala ko nakita. They didn't even tell it. So hindi natin alam kung hindi lang recorded, pero at least as far as the Bible is concerned, they did not tell Moses about this one. And verse 13, but Moses told the people, do not be afraid, just stand still. But Moses said to Gia Kamanaba, Gia Monumento, do not be afraid. Just stand still. Freddy, do not be afraid. Henry, do not be afraid. Jackie, do not be afraid. Just stand still, for watch the Lord rescue you today. The Egyptians you see today, the haters that you see today, the problems that you see today, the walls and the giants that you see today will never be seen again. For the Lord Himself will fight for you. Just stay calm. I call this message, Moving Towards Our Breakthrough. I believe ito po yung tema na sinasabi ng ating Panginoon sa atin in celebration of 31 years of God's faithfulness sa Gia Monumento. At tayo bilang parte nito, kung saan nagsimula ang lahat. Naniniwala ako, mga kapatid, na ang breakthrough pinakita ng Lord sa ating simbahan ay magtutuloy-tuloy at hindi magpuputol-putol sa napakaraming tao. At yung katabi mo ngayon ay isa sa makakaranas ng pagpapala, ng miracle at ng breakthrough ng Panginoon kahit hindi mo siya pinapansin. Kung tinanggap natin ang ating Panginoon bilang Diyos at tagapagligtas, survey nga lang po, sino sa inyo tinanggap niya na si Jesus bilang inyong tagapagligtas? Just say amen. Real quick, amen. Most of us accepted Jesus already as our Lord and Savior. But accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior doesn't put an exemption. Hindi tayo nai-exempt sa mga battles ng ating buhay. Lahat tayo dumadanas ng internal at external battles sa ating mga buhay. May mga times na intense ang mga tukso at ang temptation. May mga times na tayo ay magdududa, matatakot, mangangamba, ma-anxious, mag-aalala. May mga pagkakataon na tayo ay makakaramdam ng matinding kalungkutan. And even worse, for some of us, pwede tayong makaranas ng loss of a loved one. Napatunayan ko po kasi, mga kapatid, through the years that the way life goes and grows is that God will put you into situations na marirealize natin that on our own, we cannot. But through the help and the grace of our God, we can make it through the other side. To the other side of this sickness, to the other side of this mountain, to the other side of the problem. Kahit tayo ay Kristiyano na, hindi po ipinangako ng Lord na magiging bed of roses ang ating buhay. In fact, kahit ikaw ay malapit sa ating Panginoon, meron pa rin mga good days and bad days. May mga mountaintop experience, may mga valley low experience. May mga days na mapapawaw ka sa Panginoon at may mga days na mapapaaw ka sa Panginoon. Na para baga may mga panahon ng sakit, may mga panahon ng tagumpay, may mga taon na maaraw, may mga panahon din namang bumabagyo, may mga panahon ng Mount Carmel experience, may mga panahon ng Juniper Tree experience. Either way, mga kapatid, tayo ay daranas ng iba't ibang battles ng ating buhay. And wala ko, agree kayo sa akin, pero naniniwala ko mga kapatid kasi na lahat ng bagay na worth it will never come easy. Hindi magiging madali ang pagdadaanan mo. Sabi nga nila, ang mga magagandang falls, ang mga magagandang tanawin, ay nandoon sa pinakaliblib na lugar kung saan daraan kasi napakaraming sigsag. Totoo-totoo yan sa Pilipinas, mga kapatid. Because everything that's worth it will never come easy. And everything that's worth it will never come without opposition. Ibig sabihin, kapag may mga opposition at may mga difficulty, senyales ito, mga kapatid, na yung iyong pupuntahan ay mas maganda sa iyong dinaraanan. May mga dungeons, may mga leon, may mga hater, may mga opposition. In fact, mga kapatid, if you don't have oppositions in your life at nakapagtagumpay ka sa mga pagsubok, pwede mong isipin na kaya ka nakapagtagumpay is because of your education, because of your experiences. Salamat na lang at may mga opposition na nare-recognize natin that we cannot, but with God, all things are possible. That yes, sinabi ko sa inyo nung first month of this year, 2024, that storms will come, lions will roar, and your fears will be confronted. But thanks be to God for His faithfulness and His goodness sa ating lahat, mga kapatid. Nangako ang Panginoon na hindi niya tayo iiwan at hindi niya tayo pababayaan. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, humanda ka para sa iyo to. Amen. Kailangan nating ma-realize na ang Diyos nangako na hindi tayo iiwan at hindi tayo pababayaan. Na doon sa purpose ng Panginoon na pinapatahak niya sa bawat isa sa atin. Kasi kailangan mo ma-realize lahat tayo may purpose. In fact, halos lahat ng bagay may layunin at may purpose. Ang purpose ng aircon, magbuga ng lamig. Pagka bumubuga siya ng apoy, hindi niya nagagawa ang purpose niya. Ang tao, we are not just here to exist. We are here to live. And to live a life worthy of the calling to which we have been called. Ibig sabihin, may assignment ang Panginoon sa bawat isa sa atin. Ang tanong, aligned ka ba dun sa assignment ng ating Panginoon? Because we have a purpose that God wants us to fulfill. You have a mission that God wants you to fulfill. God gave a work for you to do. May ibinigay ang Diyos na assignment sa bawat isa sa atin. May destiny ang Panginoon sa bawat isa sa atin. May calling ang Panginoon sa bawat isa sa atin na gusto ng Lord na tuparin natin. Yan ang nangyari sa nation of Israel. Although sila ay inalipin for 430 years, hindi natapos ang destiny ng Panginoon sa kanilang pagkaalipin. Gusto ng Lord na ilabas sila sa kanilang pagkaalipin. In fact, kung huugatin niyo po ang history nito, sa Exodus chapter 1, 14 chapters before Exodus 14, mga kapatid, nag-introduce ang scripture ng bagong presidente ng Egypt. So may bagong paraon at this moment sa Exodus chapter 1. At itong paraon na ito na dumating ay insecure at takot. Na at that point kasi dumadami ang mga Hebrew Israelites, no? Dumadami ang mga Israelites at itong paraon na ito ay natakot siya. Sabi niya, teka lang, para napapansin ko ang mga Israelites dumadami na, eh baka naman pagka sumobrang dami nitong mga Israelites ito, ay magkampi-kampi ito at kumampi pa sila dun sa ating mga kaaway at tayo'y pagtulong-tulungan. Aba, hindi po pwedeng dumami itong mga taong ito. Kaya ang ginawa nitong paraon na ito, nagbigay siya ng ordinansa at sabi niya, lahat ng mga Hebrew male, 2 years old and below, kailangan patayin. So lahat ng bagong panganak, genocide. Pinatay ng sabay-sabay. And at this point, si Moses ay ipinapanganak with that same era. Pero alam nyo, dahil si Moses ay may special purpose, meron siyang special assignment. Hindi hinayaan ng Panginoon na yung insecurity ng paraon ang pumigil sa kanyang layunin at sa kanyang purpose. Kaya sabi ng scripture, to cut the long story short, nakaligtas siya, lumaki siya, amen? At nung siya'y lumaki na, na-realize niya na, nung nandun siya sa Egypt, na-realize niya na hindi niya kamukha yung mga Egyptians sapagkat yung mga Egyptians may eyeliner, tapos siya ay wala. So na-realize siya, teka, parang iba yata ako sa mga taong ito. Na-realize niya in early days na siya ay Jewish o Hebrew. One day, habang naglalakad-lakad siya, nakakita siya ng kapwa niya Hebrew na inaalipusta ng mga Egyptians at dahil kababayan niya ito, hindi siya nakapagpigil, napatay niya ang taong ito. At dahil nasumbong siya ng mga Egyptians sa kanilang paraon na itong si Moses ay pumatay ng isang Egyptian, tali ang kamay ng paraon at walang nagawa kundi si Moses ay tumakas. After 40 years in the wilderness, may instruction sa kanyang Panginoon. Moses, bumalik ka sa Egypt sapagkat gagamitin kita this time hindi na para tumakas, kundi para palayain ang aking bansa. Magkaiba kasi yung tumakas sa pinalaya. Pag tumakas ka, may humahabol pa rin sa'yo, pero pag malaya ka, wala nang humahabol sa'yo. Hindi porket tinakasan mo, pinalaya ka na ng Panginoon. That's a different message altogether. So to cut the long story short, bumalik si Moses, dinilibre niya ang nation of Israel. Look at this. In the midst of chaos, insecurity, and fear, in the midst of terror and death, God orchestrated the deliverance of His people. fast forward. On the night in which the Israelites were about to be free, institute ng Lord ang Passover celebration, pumatay sila ng tupa in substitute for their freedom. Ano sabi ng Panginoon sa kanila? Magsuot kayo ng damit. Isa ito sa mga weird instruction ng Panginoon na kumakain lang sila pero kailangan bihis na bihis sila. Alam niyo kung bakit? Kasi God wants them to prepare for departure. Because that very same morning, papalayain sila ng Panginoon. And God is true to His word. 600 Israelites followed Moses into the wilderness. How many? 600 Jewish men ang sumunod kay Moses papunta ng Promised Land. Eh kung Jewish men lang to, approximately 1 million Israelites ang sumunod kay Moses papunta sa Promised Land. But you have to understand na bago sila makarating ng Promised Land, kailangan muna silang dumaan ng wilderness. And I believe kaya sumunod ang mga Israelites kay Moses kasi naniniwala silang si Moses ay sumusunod sa ating Panginoon. After 430 years of slavery, finally, they're grown rich the throne of the Lord. Dininig sila ng ating Panginoon at sila ay finally pinalaya na ng Panginoon. And it took a lot of hesitation. It took a lot of intentionality and obedience on the part of Moses para sila ay palayain because nung sinabi ni Moses na let my people go, ang sabi ng paraon, no. Kaya sabi ng scripture, nagpadala ang Panginoon ng 10 salot, iba't iba, bukol, garapata, o lisa, at kung ano-ano pang plague, 10 ito hanggang sa pinakahuling plague kung saan namatay lahat ng panganay sa Egypt. Until finally, pumalag yung paraon at pumayag siyang palayain na ang nation of Israel. Are you still with me, mga kapatid? So let's catch up the story in Exodus chapter 13, verse 17. Sabi din ng scripture, when Pharaoh finally let the people go, everybody say finally. So nung pinalaya na sila, imagine niyo no, napakahirap ng kanilang pinagdaanan para makarating sila sa point na ito ng kalayaan. Pero sabi ng scripture, nung lumaya na sila finally, God did not let them along the main road that runs through Philistine territory even though that was the shortest route to the Promised Land. Interesting. Everybody say interesting. So pinaghirapan nila na makalabas sila ng Egypt. Pero nung lumabas na sila, sabi ng Panginoon, huwag kayong dadaan ng EDSA. Huwag kayong dadaan ng main road. Dumaan kayo sa Iskinita sapagkat doon sa EDSA maraming mga Philistines. At natakot in essence sa Panginoon kasi sabi niya sa last part, kasi alam niya, God said that if the people are faced with a battle, they might change their minds and return to Egypt. Wow! So, matagal nilang pinag-pray pero nung dumating na yung answered prayer, ang sabi ng Lord, huwag kayong dadaan sa EDSA, dito kayo sa Iskinita. Sapagkat pag dumaan kayo dyan sa EDSA, maaaring maka-encounter kayo ng mga Philistines and for 430 years, slave kayo, alipin kayo, you don't know how to fight. At baka kapag ka nakaharap na kayo na matitinding kalaban, magbago isip nyo, bumalik kayo ng Egypt. You know why? Because God knows exactly kung kailan niya ibibigay ang prayer request mo. God knows exactly kung kailan niya bibitawan ang lahat ng ipinapanalangin natin. Because a blessing is not a blessing if you cannot handle it. And God knows when you can handle it. Amen. At alam niyo mga kapatid, ang kabutihan ng ating Panginoon, hindi mo lang nakikita kapag sumasagot siya ng yes. In fact, ang kabutihan ng Panginoon, mas nakikita natin kapag sumasagot siya ng not yet. Everybody say not yet. Alam niyo po kung bakit mga kapatid? Because God knows exactly how to bless you. But God also knows when to bless you. Hindi lang alam ng Diyos kung paano ka pagpapalain, alam ng Diyos kung kailan ka din pagpapalain, at alam ng Diyos na hindi pa ready ang nation of Israel for a fight and for a battle. Kaya sabi ng Panginoon, huwag silang papadaanin sa Philistine territory. Sapagkat baka kapag ka nakaharap sila ng mga Philistines, magbago ang kanilang mga isip. And I've been asking the Lord why. Marami sa atin na nagtatanong, I've been asked many times, Pastor, bakit nga ba yung mga Israelites na supposedly 11 days lang ang biyahe, inabot ng 40 years? Ang pabirong sagot ko, wala kasing Google Maps noon. Ang seryosong sagot ko, pine-prepare pa sila ng Panginoon para sa Promised Land. Kasi alam ng Panginoon, kapag hindi binago ang kanilang puso, although they are out of Egypt, but as long as the Egypt mentality is not out of them, they will never maximize all the blessing that God has prepared for them. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, kaya wala pa yung 1 million. Kaya wala pa yung answered prayer. Kasi pine-prepare pa ng Panginoon ang ating puso. At gusto ng Panginoon na baguhin ang ating puso. Na minsan iaalaw ng Panginoon na dumaan ka sa mas mahirap na ruta in order for you to change your heart first So that when you receive and experience the blessing of the Lord, you are ready now. Amen. Everybody say, Lord, prepare me. Ihanda mo ako, Panginoon. At kapag dinedelay ka ng Panginoon, by the way, delay is not denial. You already know that. Amen? Pero kapag tayo ay dinedelay ng Panginoon, ano ang purpose? Ang purpose ng Panginoon is to refine you and to prepare you for the place of promise. Hindi ko alam kung sinong kinakausap ng Panginoon, pero may mga blessings sa buhay mo that it took a while to get to you. Parang yung mga Lazada at Shopee na pinapadeliver mo. You expected it to arrive 2 days ago. Pero hindi pa rin dumarating hanggang ngayon. And you are saying, kung yung boyfriend, pastor, napapalasada lang, mapapriority delivery ko to. Willing ako magdagdag ng delivery fee. Amen? Pero napansin nyo, mga kapatid, may mga pinapadeliver kang dumarating faster than you have expected. And may mga dumarating that slower than you have expected. And you know what? The same thing with our blessings. And the same thing with our breakthroughs. And I know you've been struggling for a year already for that breakthrough to come. And you've been praying for years for that miracle to come. But God knows exactly what He is doing. And He is in control, not just with the time, but in your season and in your time. Alam ng Panginoon ang kanyang ginagawa. Amen? So every time na ikaw ay naiinip, every time na hindi ka makapag-antay, ipanalangin mo sa Lord, Lord, turuan mo ako maging pasensyoso. Lord, turuan mo ako to trust the process. Lord, wag mong hayaang i-abort ko ang aking calling dahil hindi na ako makapag-antay. And Lord, wag mong hayaang i-speed up ko ang process dahil hindi na ako makapag-antay. Yes, I want to move towards my breakthrough, but I want to experience it in your own timing and in your own season. So question, sino sa inyo gusto nyo mag-move forward and move towards your breakthrough? Taas kamay. Nagtitake notes yung angel. Amen. Sino sa inyo gusto nyo? Just say amen. Kung gusto nyo na mag-move towards your breakthrough. I want to share 3 ideas to you based on the text that we are reading kung paano tayo mag-move towards our breakthrough and our miracle. Number one, kung gusto mo makapag-move forward, magkaroon ng konting abante, ng konting progress ang iyong breakthrough sa iyong buhay. Number one, you have to have the mindset in the beginning. Mindset. Everybody say mindset. So first things first, kailangan maging tama ang ating mindset sa ating pagsisimula. Bakit, mga kapatid? Kasi pagdating ho sa pagtawag natin at pagdating ho natin sa calling natin sa ating Panginoon, pagdating sa paglilingkod natin sa ating Panginoon, pagdating sa pananampalataya natin sa ating Panginoon, hindi po pwedeng pabago-bago ang ating isip. Na kapag may pagsubok sa ating buhay, bigla na lang natin iiwan yung ating post at hindi na tayo magpapatuloy. Just because it gets difficult, it's not a sign to quit just because it gets difficult. Hindi porket humihirap, hindi porket nagiging complicated, ay senyalis ito na magkukwit na tayo. You have to have a preconceived decision right now that whatever happens, anumang gulayat ang dumating sa aking harapan, I will finish the race. So Lord, give me the grace to finish what you have started in my life. Because it's very important, tama ang ating beginning. Ayaw ng Panginoon na nandun na tayo sa wilderness at nung hindi natin nagustuhan dahil walang pure gold, bigla tayong babalik sa Egypt. Yan ang worry, mga kapatid, ng ating Panginoon. Kung babalikan natin yung verse 17. Ano ang reason kung bakit kailangan dumaan sila sa long route? Kasi ang sabi ng Panginoon, verse 17, please. Because they might change their minds and return to Egypt. Ang sabi ng Panginoon, kapag pinadaan ko yan dun sa shortcut, sa EDSA, dun sa route ng mga Philistines, aba, pag nakakita yan ng malalaking higante, baka mag-quit yan. Baka pag nakakita yan ng matitinding pagsubok, baka pag nawalan yan ng mahal sa buhay, hindi na ako kilalanin bilang Diyos. Baka pag nalugi yung negosyo, nakalimutan na ang Panginoon. Baka pag pinagpala yung negosyo, makalimutan na rin ako. Kaya sabi ng Panginoon, amen, padaanin sila sa long route because they might change their minds. So ibig sabihin, it's very important. Hindi ka makakaranas ng breakthrough talaga at ng blessing sa iyong buhay kung pabago-bago ang iyong isip. Kailangan focus. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, focus. Kailangan focus. We have to have a heavenly mindset, mga kapatid. At yung ating mindset, is important in the advancement of God's kingdom. Kaya alam ni Satan yon that the battle is in the mind. Kaya ang ginagawa ni Satan, inaatake niya ang ating mga kaisipan na hindi ka pa man nagsisimula, ayaw mo nang sumunod. Na hindi ka pa man nagsisimula, ayaw mo nang magpatuloy. Nalalagyan ni Satan ng doubt, ng fear, ng anxiety ang iyong kaisipan. Because Satan wants to keep his believers to not focus on why it matters to the Lord. Ang gusto ni Satan, mag-focus ka sa temporary. Ang gusto ni Satan, mag-focus ka sa pagtulog mo today. Ang gusto ni Satan, mag-focus ka sa iyong nararamdaman, sa iyong kaisipan. Pero gustong ipaliwanag ng Panginoon sa atin, hindi natin alam kung ano ang ating susuungin, hindi natin alam kung ano-anong mga malalaking pagsubok ang kailangan natin pagtagumpayan sa taong ito. But God, give us the mindset to finish the race that God, that you have set before me. Kasi ang mga Israelites, hindi pa man sila dumadaan sa shortcut, hindi nila alam na dadaan sila ng 40 years sa wilderness. Hindi nila alam yung Red Sea na paparating. Hindi nila alam, mga kapatid, yung bitter waters of Mara. They don't know kung ano ang kanilang pagdadaanan. At alam to ng bawat isa sa atin. Marami sa atin nagkukumit kahit hindi mo alam kung anong kakahinatnan. At kung nagkukumit tayo sa isang bagay na hindi tayo sure, bakit hindi tayo makapag-commit sa Diyos na sure? Amen. Ang pinaka popular fear na napapansin ko is a fear of uncertainty. Takot tayo dahil hindi certain. Gusto natin ng assurance and insurance. Pero alam niyo mga kapatid, sa pagsunod sa ating Panginoon, madalas walang assurance. Sa pagsunod sa Lord, walang insurance. Sa paghakbang mo, paglabas ng bangka mo, paglakad ng tubig, walang pangako ang Panginoon na sasagipin ka niya. Pero are you willing to take that step and obey the Lord even though you don't see an evidence of His assurance? Because the mindset is very important kahit hindi kinakikinig sa akin, mga kapatid. Tingnan niyo si David. Si David, di ba? Nung tinalo niya si Goliath, ilang bato ang kailangan para matalo niya at mapabagsak niya si Goliath? Isa. It only takes one stone. Pero what if I tell you, mga kapatid, that it's not the rock that won the victory? Just think about it. Si Goliath, he killed thousands of soldiers. He was a trained warrior. Tapos isang bato lang babagsak. It's not the rock that won the victory. It's David's mindset. It's David's attitude that won the victory. Kasi sabi ng scripture, pagdating ni David doon sa labanan, no, nung nag-aatin siya ng cheese bread para sa kanyang mga kapatid, nung narinig niyang nagahamon si Goliath, ano ang sabi niya? Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Notice, ha? Wala pa siya doon sa Valley of Elah. Narinig niya lang yung hamon, pero ang sabi niya na kagad, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that is mocking the armies of the living God? I will fight him. Wala pa siyang, hindi pa siya tanggap sa trabaho, pero sabi niya, I will fight him. Look at that mindset. A teenager boy na may hawak ng cheese bread had the mindset of victory. Kahit hindi pa siya tumutungtong doon sa Valley of Elah. Ibig sabihin, bago pa man siya tumungtong ng Valley of Elah, panalo na siya. Because of his mindset. And many of us, hindi pa tayo tumutungtong sa tunay na battle, talo na tayo. Because of the mindset. That we're afraid. That we feel like we don't have what it takes. What won the victory for David is not what is in his hands. Ang nagpanalo sa kanya, hindi yung nasa kamay niya, kundi yung nasa puso niya. Kung ano yung nasa puso niya, na siya ay magtatagumpay. In fact, mga kapatid, ang gusto ng Diyos, huwag magbago ang isip ng mga Israelites. Pero alam niyo kung sino nagbago ng isip? Yung paraon. Kasi sabi nila, sabi ni Moses, let my people go! Nung una, no. And then eventually, yes. At nung nakalabas na, sabi ng mga paraon, bakit natin pinakawalan yung mga yun? Pabalikin nyo, sugurin nyo ulit. Tingnan nyo yung verse 5, Exodus 14. When the king of Egypt was told that the people had fled, Pharaoh and his officials changed their minds about them. And they said, what have we done? We have let the Israelites go. We have lost their services. So sabi ng paraon, go! And then moments later, one day later, go! No. Bigla sabi niya, teka lang, what have we done? Bakit natin sila pinakawalan? At kung yung paraon pabago na bago ng isip, ayaw ng Panginoon na pabago-bago tayo ng ating isip. I want to encourage somebody today, mag-focus ka lang sa ating Panginoon. Kahit humihirap, magtiwala ka sa sinasabi ng Panginoon. In fact, alam niyo kung bakit? Kasi pag nandun ka na sa gitna at lumalagpas ka na, alam niyo, pag nagsisimula ka kasi, excited ka pa eh. Naalala niyo, nung mga first five na attend niyo sa church, excited ka pa. Lagi ka maaga. Huwag kayo mag-alala, taga 3 p.m. yung kinakausap ko, hindi kayo kasi... Amen. Lagi ka excited pag nagbabasa ka ng Bible, lagi ka may mga ano ka pa stabilo, may papers, kompleto 'yon. Amen. Pero eventually habang tumatagal, when you face battles and difficulties in life, nagkakaroon tayo ng discouragement. That's why it's not just that's why mindset in the beginning is not enough. You have to have number two, faith in the middle. So hindi lang mindset sa simula, kundi pananampalataya sa gitna nito. Bakit ko sinasabi, mga kapatid? Because yes, God is a God of the starting point. And yes, God is a God of the destination. Pero ang question ko sa inyo, is God still the God of our dead ends and obstacles, of what stays in the middle. Hindi ko alam kung ako lang nakakaranas nito, pero ayaw na ayaw ko kapag umuupo ako na, sumasakay ako ng bus o aeroplano na nasa gitna ako. Ano, wala lang pansinan? Yan na lang. Ganto na lang tayo. Amen? Pag nasa gitna ka, di ba? Kasi kung nando ka sa window seat, malapit ka sa bintana, ang dami mong tanawing makikita. Tapos kapag umuulan pa, katulad ngayon, talaga mapapaganon ka, para ka nag-iimo, di ba? Akin ka na lang. Tapos sinitingin mo, parang naano ka eh, di ba? Ang sarap eh, no? Tapos meron ka sandalan. Pag nando ka naman sa bandang aisle, medyo malaki-laki yung legroom mo. Pwede kang bumuka ka ng konti at madali ka nakakalabas if you want to. Correct? Pero pag nasa gitna ka, parang wala kang karapatan. Napansin niyo yun? Kasi di mo alam kung saan mo lalagay ang kamay mo. Yung kamay niya nandito na. Yung kamay niya nandito na. Akin ba to? Di ba parang may identity crisis ka bigla eh, no? Parang, di ko alam, akin ba to? Parang ang hirap ng nasa gitna. Alam niyo, yan yung exact picture of what I'm telling you, mga kapatid, na kapag nasa unahan ka, parang excited ka pa. Pag nasa dulo ka, nagsiselebrate ka na, pero pag nasa gitna ka, pinanghihinaan ka at pagod ka. That's why it's very important for us to have the faith in the middle. Not just a faith when you start, and faith in the end, but most importantly, faith in the middle. Kasi tingnan nyo, nagbago ang mindset ng paraon. Kaya, nung nagtatravel na ang nation of Israel, pinadaan sila sa long cut. Notice ha, hindi nila gustong dumaan sa long cut. Pinadaan sila ng Lord sa long cut. And lo and behold, doon sa long cut, meron palang Red Sea. Ibig sabihin, pinadaan sila ng Panginoon sa isang daan na walang lupa. So napadpan sila ngayon sa Red Sea. And to make matters worse, nasa Red Sea na sila, wala silang kamalay-malay, nagbago na rin yung isip ng paraon at hinahabol sila. So sa harap, di sila makamove forward. Kung gusto mo naman nilang bumalik, hinahabol na rin sila ng mga Egyptian. Are you still with me, mga kapatid? So nasa gitna sila ngayon, come on now, nasa gitna sila ngayon ng impossible at impassable. Imposibleng matalo ang Egyptian, imposible rin makadaan ako dito sa Red Sea. Walang barko, walang balsa, walang eroplano, I'm on my own. What would you do, mga kapatid, if you have been in this situation na para ka nasa gitna ng dalawang problema? Isang problema na pinipigilan ka at isang problema ang hinahabol ka. Come on, somebody. Ako lang yata yung namamroblema rito kaya parang hindi kayo kumikibo, ah. Eh, may sabi mo sa katabi mo, pangiting-ngiti ka ba? Ikaw naman yung topic. Amen? Notice, ha? A million Israelites on foot was now being chased by 600 chosen chariots of the Egyptians. Sino man nanalo? Yung nakapaa o yung mga chariots? Obviously, yung mga naka-chariots. Di ba? And imagine the pressure ng mga Israelites na nakikita nilang wala kaming mapupuntahan pero hindi rin kami makakaatras. I am in the middle of nowhere. It's too late for me to say no. It's too late for me para magsabi ng no sa Panginoon. It's too late for me para umatras pa. They were slaves on the run. And think about this. Yung pinadala ni Paraon na chariots, hindi to basta-bastang kabayo. Chosen chariots. 600 chosen. Kasi hindi lang naman 600 ang chariots ng Egyptians, obviously. Pero pinili talaga yung 600 chosen. And hindi ko alam kung sino sa inyo nakakaranas na parang ikaw yung mga Israelites na parang yung pinadala ng Diablo sa'yo, yung mga chosen. Kayo, nararanasan nyo ba yun? Lord, ba't naman ganun? Parang yung mga pinadala ng Diablo sa akin, yung mga officialis nila. Kahit man lang yung mga demonyita man lang sana yung pinadala, parang kayang-kaya ko ba to in Jesus' name, di ba? Pero ngayon, parang pinadala sa akin 600 chosen, yung may mga posisyon sa impyerno. Yun yung mga, sino sa inyo nakakaranas na parang pinagtutulungan kayo ng impyerno, mga kapatid? Tingin nyo, nakarelate din tayo. Sa harap walang barko, sa likod wala kang matatakasan. Sa harap walang dry land to walk into. Anong gagawin mo when you are in the middle of the impossible and the impassable? What would you do? That's not a rhetorical question. I'm waiting. What will you do? You complain? You stand still? You know what they did? They cried out to God. Tingnan nyo. Ang sabi ng verse 10, as Pharaoh approached, the Israelites looked up and there were Egyptians marching for them and they were what? Terrified. That's why they cried out to the Lord. I love that. I love that. Everybody say, cried out. Umiyak sila, tumingi sila ng tulong sa Panginoon. And hindi ko alam kung sino sa inyo, mga kapatid, yung pangiting-ngiti lang, pero you've been in this situation. That you are trapped between where you want to go, that the future is dark and the past is so bright na parang kang hinahunting ng yung nakaraan and you don't know where to go. And you've been praying and asking God for a miracle, asking God for a breakthrough, and you can't seem to experience what God has promised in your life. That's why now you're tired. Pagod ka na rin. You're weary because the battle is taking longer than it should. You're still sick. You're still poor. You're still single. You're still jobless. Pagod ka na kahit matulog ka, it doesn't fix it. And you're too depressed right now that that depression is eating your appetite. You don't know where to go. Parang pakiramdam mo, is this the end of it? Ito na ba ang katapusan ng lahat? You're tired trying to be strong. Tired even to say amen to what the pastor is saying. You're too tired to pretend that you have it all together. That you are winning on the outside but losing on the inside. Pagod ka na to make everybody happy. Pagod ka na maging cool, calm, and collected. Pagod ka na for perfection. And you used to believe that you can do it on your own. Dati naniniwala ka pang you will overcome. Dati naniniwala ka pa na kaya mo mapagtagumpayan ang lahat. But right now, as you see it, there's nothing to look forward to. I'm hopeless and there's no light at the end of the tunnel. So what must I do? Escape? Run away? Quit? Or a better solution, kung wala kang mapuntan sa harap, wala kang mapuntan sa likod, pwedeng-pwede ka pa rin tumingala. Because help is on the way. Help is on the Lord. Tignan nyo, ang sabi ng scripture, they cried out. Balik mo nga anak, they cried out to God. Everybody say cried out. Ibig sabihin, humingi sila ng tulong sa Panginoon. But, kung babasahin nyo ang verse 11, parang hindi naman sila humingi ng tulong sa Panginoon kasi they keep on complaining. Kasi sabi nila, why did you bring us out here to die in the wilderness? Weren't there enough graves for us in Egypt? What have you done? Why did you make us leave Egypt? So technically speaking, they cried out to the Lord and they blame Moses. Sabi niya, ikaw may kasalanan nito. Bakit mo kami dinala dito? Parang dinala mo ba kami dito kasi kulang na ang sementeryo sa Egypt? And by the way, that is an insult. Kasi ang specialty ng Egypt, graves. Hanggang ngayon, isa sa pinakamatinding evidence ng Egypt sa atin, yung libingan nila. They know how it is. Kaya insulto yan para sabihin nila kay Moses na kulang na ba yung libingan sa Egypt? And dami-daming libingan doon. At dito mo pa kami gusto mamatay. And is it as if they are not crying out to the Lord, but instead, they are whining. Hindi naman sila humingi ng tulong, nagreklamo sila eh. I used to believe that way. But when I read it again, let's go back to verse 10 again. Sabi ng scripture, they cried out to the Lord, verse 11, and, so ibig sabihin, after they cried out to the Lord, they complained. Are you still with me? So talagang genuine naman palang tumawag sila kay Lord. Genuine naman pala talagang humingi sila ng tulong. Pero siguro, nung walang sagot ang Diyos, nanisi na lang sila. Yung katabi mo parang ganito, no? Nung humingi ka, Lord, tulungan niyo po ako! Lord, tulungan niyo po ako! Wala pa. Ikaw kasi! Ikaw kasalanan mo to eh! Di ba? Ang hirap kausap ito, ha? Amen? Kaya sabi nila, Moses, why did you bring us out of Egypt? Now, kapag tayo ba nagko-complain sa ating Panginoon, mali ba ito altogether? I don't think maling-mali naman na express mo ang sarili mo sa Panginoon. Kung talagang nahihirapan ka, wala namang problema siguro sa Panginoon. It's okay to complain to God. But what is not okay is to complain about God. Na parang ina-assassinate mo ang kanyang character, ina-assassinate mo ang kanyang mga pangako na parang hindi na siya totoo sa iyong buhay. At nag-complain sila. Nung tumawag sila sa Panginoon, Lord, help us! Pero nung wala sigurong sagot, they started to blame Moses. Ano sabi nila, balik mo nga anak yung verse 11, tignan nyo yung pronoun na ginagamit dito, ha? Why did you, sino yung you? Moses. Why did you bring us out here to die in the wilderness? Weren't there enough grace for us in Egypt? What have you done to us? Why did you make us leave Egypt? Question. Si Moses ba talaga naglabas sa kanila? No, nakalimutan nila si Lord John. Pero nung naka-encounter na sila ng pagsubok, sinisi na nila si Moses. Ikaw ang nagdala sa amin dito. Alam niyo kung bakit? Kasi kung alam nilang si Lord ang nagdala sa kanila doon, hindi sila magpapanik. Kasi kung si Lord ang nagdala sa iyo sa anumang Red Sea na nasa harapan mo, si Lord din ang maglalabas sa iyo sa Red Sea ng sitwasyon na ito. But that's not the case. Pero hindi ganun yung case. Sinisi nila si Moses, nakalimutan nila that it is the Lord who brought them out. Nakalimutan nila that they were not meant to die in the wilderness. They were meant to reach the promised land. And although may obstacle, hindi ibig sabihin tapos na ang storya. And as long as we keep on blaming other people and blaming ourselves, as long as we have this victim mentality, you will never reach your God-given destiny. Maghahanap at maghahanap ka ng masisisi sa lahat ng sitwasyong meron ka. Or, better yet, have the perspective na, Lord, kung inalaw mo ako mapunta sa sitwasyon na ito, alam kong may plano ka. The same God that brought me here is the same God that will bring me through. Praise the Lord. And they keep on complaining. And I've been asking the Lord, why? Why is it that they shifted from crying out to complaining? You know what? Because they thought, hindi sumagot ang Panginoon. Fasten your seatbelt. They thought, hindi sumagot ang Panginoon. They thought, hindi sila narinig ng Panginoon. And how quickly for us to shift from crying out to complaining just because God did not answer. But God's silence is also His answer. Hindi porket tahimik ang Diyos, hindi siya kumikilos at hindi siya nakikinig sa atin. Correct? Let me prove that to you. So I keep on searching for proof na talagang magkaiba yung crying sa complaining. Because positive naman ba? Ayoko naman sisihin talaga mga Israel because sinisisi ko na sila for many years. Na wala naman silang ginawa kundi mag-complain. Right? And in fact, I've preached this message countless times. And I used to believe that way. Na nung naka-encounter sila ng Red Sea at hindi sila makalabas, sinisina kagad nila sa Moses. But I've never read that before. That they cried out to the Lord and they call on the Lord first before they complain. So I look for cross-reference and biblical references and I found Joshua chapter 24 verse 7. Look at this. Sabi ni Joshua 24 verse 7, but they cried out to the Lord for help. There you go. They cried out. Humingi sila ng tulong sa Panginoon and God put darkness between you and the Egyptians, and He brought the sea over them and covered them. You saw with your own eyes what I did to the Egyptians. Then you live in the wilderness for a long time. Isn't this crazy? Many years later, panahon na ni Joshua. Sinisermon na niya ang nation of Israel. Naalala niyo ba? Nung tumawag kayo sa Panginoon bago kayo tumawid ng Red Sea, na ang Diyos ay naglagay ng darkness between you and the Egyptians. Hindi nyo nag-gets, ha? Years later, si Joshua sabi niya, guys, nakakalimutan nyo ba? Nung nananalangin kayo sa Panginoon, nung takot na takot kayo sa mga Egyptian, and you cried out for help, the Lord put darkness between you and the Egyptians. Ano ibig sabihin nito? Ah, ganito lang ba? Third time is a charm. Sabi ni Joshua, naalala nyo pa ba many years ago? Dumain kayo sa Panginoon, humingi kayo ng tulong. Ibig sabihin, hindi lang sila nag-complain, humingi talaga sila ng tulong. And the Lord put darkness, separation, dark clouds between you and the Egyptians. Ibig sabihin, sumagot yung Diyos. Hindi lang nila naantay. Amen. So ang Diyos nakakarinig siya. Ang Diyos sumasagot siya sa panalangin. When they cried out for help, narinig sila ng Panginoon. Pero hindi sila makapag-antay ng sagot. Lord, 29 na ako, it's too late. Kasalanan mo to, kaya ako ganito. Kasalanan mo to, kaya ako ganito. Niloko kasi niya ako, 11 years din kami. How quickly? Amen? So God answers prayers. Nehemiah 9:9, you saw the suffering of your ancestors in Egypt and you heard their cry at the Red Sea. Come on now. So narinig sila ng Panginoon. Nung tumawag sila, hindi nabingi ang ating Panginoon. Yun nga lang, they complain. Nagpanik na sila eh. Sino ba naman di magpapanik? May Red Sea, may Egyptian. Pero, mas nakakaawa si Moises. di ba? Kasi may Red Sea, may Egyptians, may Israelites pa sa side. He was trapped and surrounded, right? Kaya minsan, di ba, yung mga magulang natin, mga parents natin, hindi natin maintindihan. Sino ba naman ang magulang at parents na hindi magpapanik kapag may mga Israelites na nagsasabi sa'yo, Mom, quincenas na po, wala pa po yung tuition fee ko. Di ba? May Red Sea, may Egyptians, may mga anak ka pa that are complaining and para kang pinipressure, ma, kailangan na bayaran to, ma, kailangan na ibigay to, ma, kailangan na i-provide. Sino sa inyo nakaka-relate kay Moses, mga kapatid, na para kayong trap? Na hindi kayo makamove forward, hindi kayo maka-atras, hindi kayo makasuko kasi lima na anak nyo, pero hindi mo rin mapalo yung mga anak mo kasi mababantay bata ka. And you are trapped. You have Egyptians in front of you, Red Sea in front of you, chariots behind you, and the Israelites complaining on the side. So what would you do? Mananatili na lang ba tayo dito sa sitwasyon na to? O susundin natin yung instruction ng Panginoon to move forward? Eh, paano nga mag-move forward, Pastor? May Red Sea. Alam nyo, nakaka-frustrate kapag yung mga taong that's supposed to move forward is not moving forward. Sa lahat ng mga nagda-drive dito sa Metro Manila, first of all, congratulations. Hindi nyo po alam kung kano po katindi ang skill set na nade-develop nyo araw-araw every time magda-drive kayo sa Metro Manila. Kasi alam nyo, pag nakakabunta ko na ibang bansa, lagi ko nasasabi, ang dali mag-drive dito. They stay on their lane. Amen? Parang walang kahirap-hirap. Pero dito sa Pilipinas, I'm not complaining, ha? Pero that's the reality. Talaga, lalo yung dyan sa monumento, yung rotonda, aba, matindi talaga dyan. Matitesting talaga. Kaya kung kayo nag-aaral mag-drive, dyan nyo subukan sa monumento. Amen? Pero di ba nyo, pag nagda-drive tayo, walang problemang huminto kapag naka-red. Hindi ka na frustrate na huminto kapag naka-red sign. Pero ang nakaka-frustrate, yung naka-green light na, pero yung nasa unahan mo, ayaw pang umandar. Kasi in my mind, bumili ka ng daang-daang libo para sa sasakyan na ito para dalhin ka from one place to the other. And there, nasasayang lahat ng investment mo kasi hindi ka makamove forward. Na para kang si Moses. Nasa gitna ka ngayon ng Red Sea, Egyptians, at ng mga Israelites, and you don't know, go na ba? Red pa ba? And you're asking the Lord, Lord, is this a dead end or just an obstacle? And many of us, nakangiti lang kayo, pero many of you are in this situation. You don't know, senyalis na kaya ng Diyos to para huminto ako? O senyalis ng Panginoon to para mas lalo kong magtiwala at stretch ang pananampalataya ko to move forward? Di ba? Minsan nalilito rin tayo. Obstacle ba to o dead end? Ito bang problemang pinagdadaanan ko ngayon ay senyales na nasa maling direksyon ako? O itong problemang ito ay senyales na kailangan ko i-stretch yung pananampalataya ko para makapag-move forward ako sa next season ng aking buhay? Let me repeat. Obstacle ba siya or closed door? And many of you are asking that question. Kasi yung mga Israelites, hindi nila namalayan na ang Diyos nagbigay ng green light sa Red Sea. So hindi porket may opposition, senyales na mag-quit. Minsan yung mga opposition, senyales to stretch out your faith and pursue. That's why you have to have a faith in the middle. Kasi hindi mo alam, nasa gitna ba ako ng crossroad ng buhay ko na pinapasuko na ako at pinapahinto na ako ng Lord, pinapauwi na ako sa Pilipinas, pinapasuko na tong negosyo, pinapasuko na ako. O ito yung senyales na sinasabi ng Panginoon, patuloy ako magtiwala kasi papadala niya yung blessing. Ang hirap, di ba? Pumapalapak na kayo, hindi nyo pa nga alam sagot eh. Di ba? This is a big question, right? Ano nga ba talaga to? Is this an obstacle? Is this a green light? Is this the end of my story? Or just another chapter of my life? Is this a period? Or a comma? Is this a stoplight? Or a green light? How would you know? How would you know? Paano ko malalaman kung green light ba to sa Red Sea? O stoplight ba to sa Red Sea? How would you know? I don't know. But what I do know is this story. I know this is a green light in a Red Sea. You know why? Because God did not bring them to the Red Sea to kill them. hindi sila dinala ng Lord sa Red Sea to drown them. Hindi sila ng Lord dinala sa Red Sea para magpahabol at patayin ang mga Egyptian. God is not planning to drown them at the Red Sea. Walang plano ang Diyos na patayin sila. Ang plano ng Panginoon, talunin yung kanilang mga kaaway. Alam niyo mga kapatid, lahat ng Red Sea sa ating buhay, you may interpret it as a stoplight, a sign for you to quit. But what if that obstacle is the way? What if that problem, that Red Sea, is the only way for you to go to the Promised Land? Dito ka pa ba? Ngayon ka pa ba susuko? In the wilderness? Ngayon pa ba tayo magkukwit? Don't let your dream die in the wilderness. Don't let your vision die in the valley. Don't let your determination die in this wilderness. Huwag niyong hayaan na yung passion niyo dito mamatay. Because God has a plan for your life. Kaya ang sabi ni Moses sa kanila, hey guys, hey, relax. Verse 13, don't be afraid. Huwag kayong matakot. Stand firm. Di ba nakita? Sinusugod na tayo, stand firm. Don't be afraid. Di ba nakikita, Pastor? Pasabi-sabi kapag don't be afraid, madali lang sa inyo sabihin yan. Pero ang sabi na kanila ni Moses, don't be afraid. Stand firm, for you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring to you today, and the Egyptians that you see today, you will never see them again. Why? Verse 14, the Lord will fight for you. You only need to be what? Still. No, napansin niyo yung contrast between Moses and the Israelites? Yung mga Israelites nagpapanik, si Moses kalmado. Siya pa nagsasabi, hey guys, don't be afraid. And I admire every parents that in the midst of lack and chaos, sasabi niya sa mga anak niya, huwag kang mag-alala anak, God will provide. Huwag kang matakot anak, God will be with us. Ang tanong ko sa inyo, bakit kalmadong kalmado si Moses para sabihin ito? Kasi alam niya hindi pa tapos ang Panginoon. Yung obedience ni Moses hindi natatapos sa Red Sea ng kanyang buhay. Ang obedience at ang calling mo at ang giftings mo hindi matatapos dahil lang naka-encounter ka ng problem sa iyong buhay. In fact, God wants to test that faith. Ang sabi ng Psalms 20 verse 7, some trust in chariots, some trust in horses, but we trust in the name of our Lord. Hindi tayo nagtitiwala sa skills natin, kakayanan natin. Ang pagtitiwala natin ay nasa ating Panginoon. Bakit? Si Lord ang nagdala sa kanila doon sa Red Sea. At kung si Lord ang nagdala sa kanila doon sa Red Sea, si Lord lang din ang nakakaalam kung paano sila makakalagpas doon sa Red Sea. So you need faith in the middle. You need mindset in the beginning, faith in the middle. But you need number three, obedience till the end. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, sumunod ka. And I will close with this. Ang sabi ng scripture, this is going to be a difficult situation for Moses and the Israelites. But yet, sinunod nila ang ating Panginoon. And I don't know, is this for sinasabi ng Panginoon that God promised us that He will lead us and strengthen us as we go. Habang tayo lumalakad, habang tayo sumusunod. Kaya naranasan ng taong may ketong yung kagalingan. As sabi ng scripture, as they went, they were healed. Hindi sila gumaling dahil sumuway sila, gumaling sila kasi sumunod sila. Because when you obey, God will open the way. Nung sinabi ng Panginoon, Moses, dalhin mo ang mga Israelites from Egypt to the Promised Land. Hindi sinabi ng Lord from Egypt to the Red Sea. So the story of the Israelites doesn't end in the Red Sea. It began in the Red Sea. Their deliverance began. Kasi paglampas nila ng Red Sea, yun ang pinaka-solid proof na malaya na talaga sila. Kasi hanggat, sabi ko nga sa inyo, iba yung tumakas sa pinalaya. At hanggat tayo takas lang ng tayo ng takas, lagi kang hahantingin ng iyong nakaraan. Wag mong asamin na takasan lang anumang bagay na meron ka. If you are struggling with addiction, wag mong takasan ng addiction. Pray to the Lord, God will set you free. Kasi kapag agad hindi ka lumalaya, hahantingin ka. I mean, ng iyong nakaraan, hahantingin ka ng mga Egyptians. As long as you never make it to the other side of the Red Sea, you will never experience that true freedom. You will never experience true joy and peace. So let's continue to obey what the Lord has commanded us to do. Kaya sabi ni Moses again, verse 13, don't be afraid, just stand still and watch the Lord rescue you today. Stand and watch. Everybody say, stand and watch. Put that in the chat. Stand and watch. Stand still. Lord, Pharaoh is coming. Pero paano nasasabi ni Moses na stand still habang ang mga Israelites ay nagpapanik? You know why? Ask me why. Bakit nga ba, no? Kasi gusto niya nating tularan si Moses na sa gitna ng pagpapanik ng lahat ng tao, nandun tayo, cool, calm, and collected to say, don't be afraid. For the Lord will bring you out of this. Anong sikreto ni Moses kung bakit hindi siya nagpanik? Anong sikreto ni Moses kung bakit hindi siya natakot? Alam niyo kung bakit? Kasi maalala niyo yung unang verse na binasa natin sa text? Verse 5. May nakikinig pa pala. So I intentionally skip verse 1 to 4. Kasi this is what happened to verse 1 to 4. Na naging dahilan kung bakit si Moses ay kalmadong kalmado when he faced the Red Sea. Ang sabi ng verse 1. Then the Lord gave these instructions to Moses. Verse 2. Order the Israelites to turn back and camp in Phi-Hahiroth between Migdol and the sea. Camp there along the shore across the Baal Zephon. 3. And then Pharaoh will think, the Israelites are confused. They are trapped in the wilderness. Verse 4. And once again, I will. Future. So hindi pa nangyayari, sinasabi na ng Panginoon kay Moses that I will harden the hearts of Pharaoh and he will chase after. Will. Hindi pa sila hinahabol, sabi ng Lord, hahabulin ka niyan. He will chase after you. I have planned this in order to display my glory through Pharaoh and his whole army. After this, the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord. So the Israelites camp there as they were told. So now, bakit kaya nung nakita ng mga Israelites, yung mga Egyptians, nagpanik sila? Pero si Moses, nung nakita niya yung mga Egyptians, hindi siya nagpanik. Kasi alam niya na. Bago pa man siya sumabak doon, bago pa man siya sumunod doon, sinabi na ng Panginoon sa kanya, magkakampo kayo sa lugar na ito, mag-aantay kayo ng konti, hahabuli kayo ng mga Egyptians. Ibig sabihin, sinabi na ng Panginoon yung mga problemang kanilang kahihinatnan. Kaya yung mga Israelites, di nila alam yun. Kaya nagpanik sila nung nakita nila yung mga Egyptians, pero nung nakita ni Moses sa mga Egyptians, sabi niya, confirm. Para sa mga Israelites, yung opposition, hindrance. Pero para kay Moses, yung opposition, confirmation. Amen. Ng sinabi ng ating Panginoon. It is a confirmation. Now question, bakit tayo magpapanik? Sinabi na ng Panginoon sa atin, don't let your hearts be troubled, neither be afraid. In this world, you will experience many trials. Take heart, for I have overcome the world. Before Jesus even died at the cross, for our sins, sinabi niya na kagad sa bawat isang mananampalataya niya, huwag kayong mababagabag, huwag kayong matatakot. Don't let your hearts be troubled or be afraid. Amen. For in this world, makakaranas kayo ng many troubles. Hindi nga lang sinabing troubles. Many troubles. But take heart. For I have overcome the world. Meron tayong assurance. Ano yung assurance natin? Yung salita ng ating Panginoon. Hallelujah! So every time you read this, every time you are reminded with the truth of God's word, hindi ka magpapanik, hindi ka matatakot, hindi ka ma-anxious because you've been reminded, this will come. Trials will come, storms will come, lions will roar, your fear will come. Kaya nung nakita ni Moses yung mga Israelites, sabi niya, confirm. Ibig sabihin, wala ako sa maling direksyon. Nasa tamang direksyon ako kasi sinabi ito ng Panginoon sa akin. So, ang tanong ni Moses ngayon yan, paano? Kasi alam niya, darating yung Egyptian, pero hindi niya alam paano sila makakalabas. Siguro si Moses naghanap bangka, barko, aeroplano, hot air balloon. Pero walang dumating. Ano sabi ng Lord sa kanya? Itaas mo ang staff mo. Tinaas niya ang kanyang tungkod. Ano sabi ng scripture? Supernaturally, the Red Sea parted. Nahati ang Red Sea. Nagkaroon ng pillar on the right, pillar on the left. Ano sabi ng scripture? They walked on dry ground. Put verse 19, please. Ano sabi doon? They walk on dry ground. Doon sila sa tuyong landas. Hindi nga maputik. Hindi nga basa in the first place kasi alam ng Panginoon. May mga matatanda na nandun. May mga senior citizen na nandun. Although sabi ng scripture, walang lumabas sa Egyptians na may sakit. Supernaturally. After they ate the Passover lamb. A different message altogether. Pero ang sabi ng scripture, silang lahat ay lumakad on dry ground. Ang sabi ng scripture, pagdating nila sa kabila, because sumunod sila sa Panginoon, itinaas uli ni Moses ang kanyang tungkod, and the water closed down. At lahat ng mga Egyptian chariots, they drowned. Nalunod silang lahat. Kasama ang paraon. Maraming mga skeptical sa story na to na sinasabi nila, Pastor, nung ni-research ko yan sa history, ang sabi ho nila, imposible daw po na malunod yung mga Egyptian kasi hanggang tuhod lang daw po yung tubig. Eh, mas malaking milagro nga. Kasi hanggang tuhod, nalunod ka. Hindi ho ba, mga kapatid? Amen. Binabaan niya, tinaas niya ang kanyang tungkod kasi hindi alam ni Moses kung paano lalaw. Pero, nung nandun siya sa middle ng kanyang pagsubok, he just trusted the Lord. And he's trusted. The same obedience na dinala niya nung pumunta siya doon is the same obedience na kanyang pinapanindigan. Ang sabi ng Lord, itaas mo. Alam niyo kung bakit? Kasi hindi pinakita kay Moses kung paano sila tatawid. Because, after all, it is above our pay grade to know how it will work. But it's our job to believe it will work. Amen? Hindi natin trabahong alamin kung paano gagawin ng Panginoon. Ang trabaho natin, manampalatayang kayang gawin ng ating Panginoon. That as you are trusting, God is working behind the scenes. That God will make a way where there seems to be no way. That God will make a way somehow into our situation. That God will provide when you are lacking. That God is your provider when you lack nothing, when you lack. That God is your healer when you are sick. That God is your strength when you are weak. That God is your refuge and your strength, your healer. He will lift you up when you are down. He is there for you. At kapag sa mga panahong pakiramdam mo wala nang daan, He will make a way where there seems to be no way. Mga kapatid, kapag ikaw ay nasa Red Sea na yung buhay, huwag mong iisipin that you are going to. Hindi ka pinapapunta ng Lord sa Red Sea. You are not going to the Red Sea. You are going through. There is a difference. You are going through the Red Sea. Hindi sinabi na sa Panginoon that you will go to the fire. You will go through the fire. You will not go to the waters. You will go through the waters. So, ibig sabihin, you will make it through. As long as you keep on obeying the Lord until the end, sasamahan ka ng ating Panginoon. Until the end, sasamahan tayo ng Lord. Katulad ng nangyari kay Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, God brought them through the fire. Katulad ng nangyari kay Peter, God brought him through the prison. Katulad ng nangyari kay Paul, God brought him through the storm. Katulad ng nangyari kay Lazarus, God brought him through the death. Through the death. Why? Because God is true to His word. Totoo siya sa kanyang mga pangako, mga kapatid. Just keep on moving forward. Huwag ka lang magkukwit. Tuloy-tuloy ka lang, mga kapatid, kasi may pinapagawa ang Panginoon. The same God that brought you then is the same God that will bring you through again. He will do it again. He shall do it again. Have the mindset in the beginning, faith in the middle, and obedience until the end. That's how you move towards your breakthrough. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you. We honor you. We acknowledge you, God. Salamat po, Lord, na pinalalahanan mo kaming muli sa katotohanan ng iyong mga salita. Salita na nakakapagpalakas, salitang nakakapag-encourage. Marami po sa amin, Panginoon, are going through storms or shipwrecks and struggles and pain. Our church have been through this. For 31 years, oh God, hindi po biro ang pinagdaanan ng aming simbahan. Hindi rin po biro ang pinagdaanan ng mga kapatid namin na tinuturing ang simbahan itong kanilang pamilya. Pero marami pong salamat sa iyong paalala. That as we celebrate 31 years of God's faithfulness, you want each and every one of us to move towards our God-given breakthrough. The breakthrough is on the other side of this Red Sea. That the breakthrough is on the other side of this Goliath, on the other side of this wall. Do not allow us, Lord God, na sumuko bagkos magpatuloy. Sapagkat alam namin, totoo ka sa iyong mga sinabi at hindi ka magkukulang sa iyong mga ipinangako. So today, we entrust to you our life, our future, our career. Hindi po namin alam kung ano mangyayari sa aming buhay. Marami kaming expectation. May mga pangarap po kami. May mga ginugusto po kami. Pero kung sakali mang dumaan kami, nakatulad ni Moses, ay trap kami ng Red Sea, Egyptians, o murmuring ng mga Israelites, and we don't know where to go, We don't know if this is an obstacle or a dead end. We don't know if you want us to go or to stop. Give us the grace to continue to walk in a manner worthy of that calling that you have called us. At huwag kami sumuko, huwag kami huminto, bagkos. Makita namin ang mga pagsubok na ito na senyales, O God, na meron kang gagawin upang kami makatawid sa kabilang dako nito. You want us stronger, better, and mature as we keep on walking and obeying. To have the mindset in the beginning, the faith in the middle, and the obedience until the end. Maglilingkod po kami hanggang wakas. We honor you in Jesus' name. Amen. Palapakan natin ang Panginoon. Hello, Global Family. Thank you for listening. If this message have impacted your life, please consider following this Spotify account. Connect with us. Let us know what God spoke to you today. Where are you streaming from, or how can we pray for you? If you want to support this ministry and continue advance God's kingdom para punuin ang langit, I want to personally encourage you to support and give financially. Go to our website, gscmnb.com/give, so you can know how the ways that you can support the ministry. See you soon. God bless you.